time to get on set, walk the runway, and get scouted. ModelScouts.com proudly presents Model Talk Radio with your host, Aaron Marcus. In this program, you'll learn how to get discovered, find work, and navigate the business of modeling and acting. And now, here is your host, Aaron Marcus.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus, your host on Model Talk Radio. For the next hour, we'll be talking about the acting and modeling industry. In this forum, we'll give you the opportunity to learn, ask questions, and hopefully stop dreaming and instead begin the process of working as an actor and or model. Many people have mentioned to me how they were always interested in acting or modeling for themselves or their children, or were told that they should be in magazine ads or on TV, but simply never pursued it. And perhaps they mistakenly thought that they were too old, not tall enough, they didn't live in a major market, or maybe they had no idea how to go about doing this. And what I found is that quite often, without the right information and guidance, people are simply too scared to pursue the industry. So by listening to this program, which will run every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will learn from me and my guests the best way to get started and or get more work in the acting and modeling industry. With the 26-plus years I've been working as an actor and a commercial model, I'll share with you in an honest and practical way the best way to enter or advance a career on a part or full-time basis. And if you have any questions during the show, feel free to call me toll-free. It's 1-866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Or by email at modeltalk@modelscouts.com. And if you have any problems reaching me during the show, you can always contact me through my website, howtomodel.com. And I'd like to introduce our guest today. Her name is Vanessa Helmer, and for over 25 years, she has been managing and placing models with the world's top international agencies, including Elite, IMG, Ford, Wilhelmina, and New York Models. Her discoveries have appeared in major magazines, including Vogue, Glamour, Elle, Cosmopolitan, and 17, and have worked for the most prestigious clients, including Armani, Gucci, Valentino, Prada, and Chanel. In addition to scouting for new faces, Vanessa also assists other independent model scouts to learn the ins and outs of the industry through ModelScouts.com network. So I'd like to introduce and welcome Vanessa Helmer. Vanessa, hey, so glad you could make it to the show today.
Thank you for having me, Aaron. I'm delighted to be here.
This is exciting. I've got a bunch of different types of questions because I've never talked to a scout before on the show. So I guess the very first thing that I would like to start with is, when did you actually start ModelScouts.com?
Well, ModelScouts.com was founded in 2001, and it was myself and a couple of other agent friends. We got together and decided it was time, because of the advent of the internet, that we really could expand from the local markets that we were working in and really go international, because models were now able to email photos to us and we could manage them and represent them even if we had never met them. So that was really why and how it started.
So I guess basically you saw the new technology and decided this will be just a revolutionary way to really help people in the industry, which seems like a very, very smart move. I remember years ago when people were just thinking about using the internet, and some of the agencies were kind of toying with the idea of getting rid of their modeling books and actually start creating websites. And it was a very slow process, and a lot of people were not too quick to actually join that kind of revolution. But it sounds like it was a very smart move on your part.
Yeah, we were one of the first, for sure. And I do remember that back in the days. Do you remember when we had to have mini books and we mailed them to agencies?
It was a fortune.
Oh, my gosh.
And sometimes, depending on the agency, sometimes models would actually have to pay for the delivery service. Sometimes agents paid, sometimes models paid. And these would all be, at least in New York, these were all couriers. And they would just constantly stop into the agent's office. The agent would pile in a bunch of either comp cards or books and just, you know, send them off to the photographers or ad agencies.
Right. And we would have to FedEx or mail photos to agencies in New York and then wait, you know, a couple weeks to hear an answer. Now we can hear it in 10 seconds. So everybody's online now, so it's great. And so Model Scouts has just continued to grow and grow, and we work with independent scouts that work through us, and all the agencies come to the site and look for new models, so it's fantastic.
Now, how long, because you've worn a number of hats, you know, from working as an agent, and then you moved your way into scouting. Well, when, you know, what made you decide to make that kind of transition?
Well, I was really always a scout. That was what I was mostly interested in, is finding new faces and then helping them develop their careers and then become successful. It's a fantastic feeling when you find somebody who's brand new that's never worked in the industry, and then they're in a major magazine and they've accomplished their goals. It's a wonderful process, and it gives me a lot of joy.
I guess the thing that must be amazing, because I remember you told me off the air one day about how sometimes you've received these little snapshots of people, you know, standing by a tree, you know, the most unprofessional kinds of photos imaginable, and you were able to have this vision and see through the, you know, the technical parts of the photo and actually understand this is somebody with amazing potential. And some of those people, I remember the one woman you told me about went off and had a tremendous career in Japan.
Right. And that's what makes a good scout. So if anybody is interested in being a scout, what I tell them is that you have to look past, you know, the makeup and the clothing and things that they're wearing, and really look at the mathematics in front of you of the model. Look, if you're scouting for editorial models, you want to look at the length of their limbs, the length of their neck, the placement of things on their face. So you also want to look at a face the way a camera could look at it. Look at their angles, the way a camera might translate that face onto film. And if you can do that and develop your eye to do that, then you can become a great scout.
Now, so when you're talking about scouting, I mean, I know that that's a pretty generic kind of term, but, you know, what I think would be really helpful for people to understand is maybe really describe, even on a day-to-day business, what exactly does a scout do?
Well, a scout scouts.
But, like, how do you go about finding
people? You have to go where the clients are. Either they will send you, you know, at this point for me, people send me their photos all the time because
they know
who we are.
So they just send it to modelscouts.com.
Right, at modelscouts.com.
That's how they reach you. Okay.
And, however, you can, if you're first starting out, you want to go where people that are the type that you want to be scouting. If you want to scout for editorial fashion girls, you can find them at shopping malls, concerts, things like that. If you're more a scout for talent, you go to talent shows and plays and theater groups and that sort of thing. So you want to go where there's a lot of people that could fit that. And shopping malls are great for scouts like me.
But wait a second. I got to get you to back up for a second. So here you are. You're a scout. Or let's say somebody who's getting started in the business as a scout. They go to a shopping mall and What happens? Do you, you know, just start following people in department stores? You're wearing raincoats and, you know, and big hats and magnifying glasses. I mean, what exactly do you do?
That's hilarious. Well, hopefully you've done your homework beforehand and you're ready before you go out and actually start to say that you're going to scout. You want to learn your craft. You want to first decide what kind of scout do you want to be and who are you scouting for. So some scouts scout for a wide range of markets, you know, New York, Paris, Milan, Tokyo. They do the everything. Some just specialize in Tokyo only. So because there are girls that can work in Tokyo and guys that can work in Tokyo and never work in any other market, and they make a lot of money and do very, very well. So you decide what type of scout you want to be. Then you need to know the agents and do your homework. Like contact, if you want to scout for Ford or one of these places, they accept photos from independent scouts. But you kind of have to have introduced yourself in some way, because they're going to get people like you all the time that are doing that. So I do recommend that people, when they're first starting out, go to conventions. There's some great modeling conventions that you can go to, and introduce yourself to the agents, learn the industry, watch and learn as a guest at a convention. Then once you've done your homework, you know, read about the great agents, the great Hollywood agents, Lou Wasserman, that's a great bio, Jerry Weintraub, and then, you know, learn what the models have to know, because in addition to being a scout, you're also going to end up being a mother agent. So you have to be able to give advice and guidance to the models as well of what's going to work and what's not going to work.
You know, before let me just jump in for 1 second. Before you go into the whole mother agent, because that's something I'd like to bring up during the next segment after we take a break. But even from the very first part, how do you get the experience to actually know? How do you develop that eye of being able to look at somebody and saying, I think that person has real potential? Where does that come from? Is that something innate? Is that something you look at magazines? Do you, tell me, how did you develop that?
I think for some people it's innate. I think you're born with it. You have an eye for beauty, like an artist or a photographer just has an eye and they know. However, if you don't, you can learn by reading magazines, looking at what is selling in, like what the models look like in Vogue and Glamour or whatever market you want to scout for. And,
okay, so that's one way to do it.
And work in an agency, if you can, as an intern or something like that.
So you think almost in order to be a really good scout, a great path would be kind of going at it from the opposite direction of learning from the agency's point of view, and then once you get that information, start taking that out and using that for your scouting process.
Exactly, Aaron. Thank you.
All right, so let's do this. We are going to take a 2-minute break here. I'm talking with Vanessa Helmer, and you are on Model Talk Radio. I'm Aaron Marcus, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Have you dreamed of becoming a top fashion or commercial model but don't know where to start? Or are you already a model looking to expand your representation to international markets? If so, then you need to check out ModelScouts.com. ModelScouts.com is the number one choice for aspiring models who want to get scouted by top modeling agencies and clients around the world. Our scouts have discovered and signed hundreds of new models, including supermodel Coco Rocha and Cycle 5 winner of America's Next Top Model, Nicole Linkletter, with the world's top modeling agencies. Our models have appeared in Vogue, Glamour, Marie Claire, and Cosmopolitan, and have worked for Chanel, Gucci, Prada, Abercrombie & Fitch, and more. If you've dreamed about becoming a model, look no further than ModelScouts.com. We want to meet you. No experience is required, and all ages, heights, and sizes are welcome. Visit ModelScouts.com and get scouted today. You are tuned in to Model Talk Radio with Aaron Marcus, presented by ModelScouts.com. Give a question that we can answer for you? Call us toll-free in North America at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to modeltalk@modelscouts.com, and we can answer your question that way. Now, back to Model Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus. Welcome back to Model Talk Radio. We are talking with Vanessa Helmer, who is a scout and also the owner of ModelScouts.com. And when we left off right before the break, I was asking Vanessa, so once you've gotten the information, you've done internships at agencies, you know what agencies are looking for, then the next step, depending on the kind of scouting you want to do, but let's say if you're a fashion scout, one of the suggestions that you had was to go into malls. So here's the question. I mean, you know, you kind of have to be careful, especially in today's time period, so that you're not viewed as a stalker or something. How exactly do you work your way around the mall? And let's say even if you find somebody, you know, would you just walk over to them and say, hey, you want to be a model? And I'm sure people have heard those kinds of things many times. How do you do that so that you sound and are acting like a professional scout?
All right. Well, before I would even approach anybody, I might have a small website, something that just somewhere that they can go after they've met you, that they can read about you, put your bio, if you do have any models you've scouted even before that, or anything that you want to put on a website, or some models just do it through modelscouts.com, and if the, you know, we can talk about that another time. But so get a professional business card. You absolutely want to have a business card. And as you see someone that you like, you will go up to them and say, hello, I am so-and-so, I am a scout for, and if you have the name of your business, and then hand them your card. So right away they know it's more of a professional approach. And then just ask them if they've ever done any modeling. And if they haven't, say, well, I think you have an interesting face, and if you're interested, you know, contact me, my number is here. And then if they're really nervous, because sometimes they get stunned by that or they think that this is crazy and they don't believe it, I just leave it with them. Because if you have to convince someone to be a model or hunt them down or push them, they're never going to be a good model to work with. So I prefer to let them come to me after I've scouted them.
And I assume then, even if you think that somebody has an unbelievable look and potentially could, you know, do very well, you wouldn't ask for their name or phone number at that point?
Never.
So that way, okay, so you're not going to follow